You're listening to the Ricky Long Podcast.
I think you're going to live a laptop lifestyle and have hundreds of thousands of clients all over the world. Gym floor PT, the online PT. That is what this episode is all about. Now, the reason why we talk about this is because both are very current in the industry, and we talk to both to our students, our partners, both through their training and through their mentoring. This video is about the differences, or rather the pros and cons of each. We'll start with the traditional gym floor one-to-one PT. And the reason why we start with the gym floor PT is that is what we believe all PTs should do at the beginning before looking at doing any sort of online or hybrid model, which we'll come to later. The pros of being a gym floor PT is you get to have that one-to-one experience with your clients. This gives you the best and fastest opportunity to form relationships, correct technique on the gym floor, and push your clients through their training and be really, really mindful of how they're moving and how to improve their movement patterns. The second pro, it's a great way to push your clients through that last set or last rep. We've all been there on the gym floor when you're doing your own training. It's a set of five and you only do three or four reps, or you're meant to do five sets and you only do three sets and then you move on to something else. We've all done that. When you're the PT on the gym floor, you're gonna help your clients get through their entire programming. And the third one is for people who are new to exercise, having that gym floor PT is absolutely incredible for them accelerating towards their goals, especially within the first 6 weeks when they're getting new skill sets and new lifestyle patterns. Three cons of doing one-to-one PT on the gym floor is one, it is not very time efficient. So in terms of you're swapping time for money. So 1 hour of PT costs you 1 hour of time and energy for that 60 minutes. It's kind of like being a hooker. The second one is we all have a limited amount of energy. I can't tell you how much energy it takes to do 20 one-to-one PT sessions a week. And you might think, oh, it's only 20 hours of work. It's 20 one-to-one sessions of conversations and forming those relationships. It can be very, very energy depleting. Now, I know some people get a real buzz off that, and there is a massive buzz off that. Overall, 20 hours PT session a week can be quite energy draining and sapping, especially when you consider the hours an PT needs to work. Early mornings, mid morning, lunchtime, early evenings, late evenings, they're your prime PT slots. And the last one is cancellations. Things will come up from time to time for your clients. Maybe they're on their way to the session, you're already at the gym waiting on them, they're meant to be here at 3 o'clock and it's 5 to 3, and you just get that text message to say, don't fancy it today, Ricky. Now if we look at the online PT, pros you have from being an online PT is you get a laptop lifestyle. So this is what we all see all over social media. It's the PT working from their laptop anywhere in the world, Bali, finding themselves, Australia, New Zealand, wherever it might be. That is one of the pros. Yes, you can pick up your business as long as you have your laptop and your phone and an internet connection. You can work wherever you want. Doing online PT can open up your diary to more than just your postcode. Gym PT, essentially you can only train maybe 20 to 30 of the members at the one time, like on your books. When you do online PT, all of a sudden you can train the whole membership base in theory. So it opens up your postcode. Everybody has the idea that when you do online PT, you're going to be PTing people all over the world. And yeah, you might get one or two people from outside of your own country. Just own your postcode. Own the people who already come to the place you train. Third one, what you tend to find with online PT is people gravitate towards you who are already doing some sort of training. So they're already motivated. And that means you can give them quite detailed programs. You get quite sciencey with your coaching and your progression. And because these people are already motivated, they're already going to be used to going to the gym. So following a program is the next natural step for them. Cons of online PT is technique feedback can be slow. Yes, we ask our clients to video in certain movement patterns and exercises, but from them doing the set, the videoing it, the sending it to you, do you get around to giving feedback? You could be talking 2 or 3 hours or days for that to happen, depending on how you do your check-ins, and they could have already made some mistakes with their technique. Second one is accountability. We are relying on that person going to the gym and doing their session. We're relying on that accountability. We don't 100% know if they're there unless they send us the screenshot or the selfie, which is a way around that con as well. And if you get them to post it on social media, on Instagram stories and tag you, it also works as double bubble marketing for you too. Third one, you may have some unrealistic expectations of what you'll get as an online PT. You might think you're going to live the James Smith lifestyle and have hundreds of thousands of clients all over the world in your group, in your WhatsApp group, Facebook group. The reality is, online PT, you can run successful online PTs on populations much smaller than that. I spoke about your gym population. Imagine you had 100 people doing online programming with you. That would make a massive difference to your business. And that should be the goal. Not hundreds of thousands, 100 people would be enough and lovely for most. What we recommend is in 2023, you have a hybrid of them both. So if you're a gym floor PT, you have 10, 20 one-to-one sessions, which you do every week. You then have 10, 20 program one-to-one sessions. So these are boys and girls who would come to you once a month, get a program, go away for 4 weeks, do the program, and then come back to you. And then you have clients who are completely online. These will be other members of the gym who already know your name, or other people within your postcode area, social circle of influence. And if you're a group fitness instructor, this is the beautiful thing. If you're a group fitness instructor teaching 5 classes a week, 20 people come to each class, that's 100 people who are already engaged with you, trust you, you have a certain level of position and authority. If you can offer them online programming, online PT at the same time, that gets them even closer to the goals, that allows them to still come to your class, gives them the confidence to go to the gym floor, gets them closer to their goals, then everyone can win from that. So the difference between an online PT and gym floor PT is just where you are. The difference is internet. One of them stands beside the person as they do a squat. The other person is behind their WhatsApp as they're doing a squat. Because what you're selling is actually the results. Rather than selling your time for money, which is the old one-to-one way, both of them should be working towards selling that client what they want, which is lose weight, tone up, build muscle, body confidence, whatever your strategy and place in the market is. Comment down below what you love about online PT or gym floor PT and any questions you might have.
You are listening to the Ricky Long Podcast, where international fitness entrepreneur Ricky Long answers your questions and interviews fitness leaders on training, nutrition, and mindset. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes.